Last year, you've got some gumption to you, right? I think that ownership matters and you clearly have options. Why would you want to work for Jerry? That seems like you're inviting, unless you grew up a Cowboys fan, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing that happen. But I guess I wanted to ask you more about Dak and the finances. He's a $60 million quarterback, and there was a lot being made about him being a $60 million quarterback. And when he's making $60 million, you can't afford other things, right? And that's why you got Zeke playing running back yesterday. Are you a little hesitant every week this year as you're watching to just shell out money for Brock Purdy?
I'm not there yet. I mean, he's going to get paid what he wants to get paid.
It doesn't make you think a little?
I'm kind of living in the moment. Obviously, it's there with the Purdy contract. But I'm not there yet. I'm not there to thinking about next year. I'm kind of living in the moment here. Now, the Cowboys did what they had to do, and I don't get why they extended Dak Prescott, because they have a lot more data on Dak Prescott and what he's done with the Cowboys in that uniform. He's been there for a very long time, nearly a decade. Well, Brock Purdy, I think he's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. I think he sees it better than Dak Prescott. I think he does more than Dak Prescott. And he has mastered this Shanahan system. So, no, I don't worry about the 50 to 60 to 40 million. Not right now. Not for me to worry right now. I got to see the season play through. That's what the season's all about, is to see whether or not Brock Purdy is worth all that money. And Brock Purdy doing less or doing more with less.
Well, that's a side mission to the bigger mission, which is win the Super Bowl, right? Like, the big mission is win the Super Bowl. Then you have this side mission, which is like, find out what you think Brock's worth. But I guess I'm looking at it this way. Where
he's worth
like,
what the market tells you he's worth.
No. I think
gonna dictate
more of my
what
point
he's worth.
Was like, you kind of hit it on the head. I do think Dak is good. Not great. I think he's good. I think Purdy's a little better. I think where it gets tough, and for me, is like players 5 through 10, 11, 12 at quarterback on any given week can play like a top 4 quarterback and also can play like a bottom 12, or not bottom 12, but the lower end of that bell curve. And I think it's really hard to justify week in, week out that they're worth $55-60 million. Whereas like those upper echelon guys, Josh Allen and Lamar, like even Herbert, like I'm watching Herbert. I'm like, he's good.
Yeah,
he's not that good.
You know how I feel about Herbert.
I know. And yeah. I'm kind of probably closer to where you are now than I was at the beginning of the year. Like, but they also don't have great weapons. But it's also tough to have expensive weapons when the quarterback's making that much.
No doubt.
I'm going around in circles on the Purdy thing.
Yeah, I'm just, he's going to. Is he consistent? I look for consistency.
I didn't think he good was games? In the first half.
He wasn't, but he turned it around at halftime.
I agree.
Turned
third
it around at halftime.
Great.
And you know what? You got to think about chemistry. As we figure out to go to State Warriors and roles and depth and who's coming in first, who's coming in last, the starting unit, whether or not the starting five is going to be the starting five next week or the week after. It's hard to build chemistry when guys are in and out of the lineup. Brandon Ayuk, no training camp. Now he's out for the season. Ricky Pearsall, 6 practices. All right?
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? No chemistry. Jacob Cowing. How many passes did he throw to Jacob Cowing? Deebo Samuel. He's missed a game. George Kittle's missed a game. So it's hard to build chemistry. Christian McCaffrey hasn't been there.
Yeah.
So now you're throwing to Jordan Mason. All of a sudden, Jordan Mason's a little nicked up. And now you're throwing to Isaac Garrido, who missed an extended time in the preseason and training camp due to the hamstring injury. So he's trying to build chemistry with guys who's been in Juwan Jennings. I didn't even mention Juwan Jennings.
Yeah,
he's missed the last 2 games.
Yeah.
So chemistry has been tough to gain for Brock Purdy because a lot of guys have been in and out of lineup. Yet, you see the graphic yesterday, he's leading the league in passing yards.
And he was, I think, 3rd in the league in running?
Yeah, it was pretty fascinating to see the numbers still up there for Brock Purdy despite all the turnover at these skill positions. So
he is on pace to basically rush for about 500 yards.
Which is pretty damn good. Key rush on 3rd and 3.
Oh, that was incredible.
After he scored up 13-10, he gets a scramble on 3rd and 3, goes out of bounds there on the left sideline. It was a great play by Brock Purdy, so he's using his legs. He had as many rushing yards as the Cowboys did as a team.
I thought Zeke actually ran better than I thought he would, but they didn't run it well as a team.
He's
but
got
I'm
a flat
saying,
tire.
Like, I expect nothing from Zeke, and he ran a couple for like 3 or 4 yards. I was like,
I mean, they're running.
How about their fullback draw on the one play that Warner just snuffed out? What are you doing?
That team's not well coached. So Brock Purdy right now, He's fourth in the league despite having all this turnover. Fourth in the league of passing yards, right? Then you look at yards per attempt. He's fourth in the league there with 8.7 yards per attempt, all right? He's fourth in the league in passing yards per game, right? So the season hasn't been all that bad for Brock Purdy. It seems like it's been a lot worse than we make it out to be. Now, the completion percentage is down to 21. He's at 64.5%. But, again, I attribute that, too, to some of his bad decision-making, holding on to the ball too long, but also guys just being in and out of the lineup. That's natural.
You know how Guru has the two scoreboards?
Yep.
So, like, I was thinking about this long and hard, like, in these sports seasons now, whether it's the Warriors, the Giants, the Niners, doesn't matter. Like, I look at it like a video game. I played Grand Theft Auto, so GTA, right? You're on a mission in GTA, and the mission is for any of these teams, like, for the Warriors, make the playoffs, right? The Niners was, like, win the Super Bowl. I think the mission has kind of changed a little. Now it's, like, win the division and make the playoffs. We'll go from there. But as you're going along on these missions, you know, there's all these side missions that happen where you got to collect all these little collectibles. Right. You're like, oh, I see that over there. Let me go grab that while I'm on this other mission. And I feel like one of those side missions is I'm assessing what's going on with Purdy as we're going along here. Not that it's the end all be all, but
no, assess the quarterback.
It's just it's in my mind as we're watching these.
But I'm not going to, me personally, when I'm, and this is kind of like living in the moment and celebrating the wins and kind of not worried about what the money part's going to take care of itself. We'll get there. Once the season's over, it's going to be all about the money, and we're going to drive all ourselves crazy about it. Right now, I'm watching football. I want to win games. I want to see how they make this journey to January, how they get into the playoffs, what they do in the playoffs. So my calibration has to change. I'm still expecting a Super Bowl run here from the 49ers with all this talent. But in terms of what he's going to get paid, wasted time talking about it before training camp, wasted time talking about it during training camp. I'm talking about winning a game against the damn Dallas Cowboys and going on a run here. So whether you get 60, 50, 40 million, that stuff's going to work itself up. I'm not going to, to me, it's irrelevant in late October.
No, I hear you. It's the hard part for me with Purdy is that when he trusts what he's seeing in front of him and believes in it, he's rhythmic, he's decisive, he's on point, he hits his back foot, and he rips it. If he doesn't, you know, like what he sees when he hits that back foot, he's quickly going through his progressions, and boom, he's hitting guys accurately. It felt like the third quarter was that. Which is like, hey, we could put up points on anyone with just about any of the combination of personnel players. When he's a little indecisive, he just looked a tick off yesterday, and the accuracy was a tick off because it felt like he was ever so hesitant. Right. That's all, just ever so hesitant.
We also forget that he's in his third year in the league. He's in his third year in the league. Second full season as a starter. He's still a very young quarterback.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I think we forget that. I think the way we discuss Purdy, it's like he's been in this league for 8 years and he's done this and he's done that. He's had a lot of success early on in his career, but then we put it into perspective. He's still only in his third year in the league and his second full season as a starter. So there's going to be some bumps in the road. Everything's not going to be perfect. Last year was a dream season. He's going to have tough games. You got to recalibrate sometimes and kind of put it into perspective. Like Lamar Jackson his third year. Pardon me. He took some steps back. Josh Allen took some steps back in his fourth year. You know, it wasn't all pretty for Mahomes last season. Things happen. We still have a very young quarterback on our heads. And I think the best is yet to come for Brock Purdy. I really do.
No, I agree that he is like, he's got a lot. I think he has room to grow too, where he can only learn more about other defenses. I was just saying it looked like his confidence or his decision-making or, you know, what he was seeing. He just looked a little hesitant, slow in the first half. And then that's what made the third quarter so explosive. It's like, oh, that was the old Purdy. And I was like, all right, good. Whew, we're back. Cause I was getting worried there.
And it's some great schemes by Shanahan. Let's go to the lines. Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, you're rising up my rankings, man. You're one of my favorites, Dave.
Oh, man, that's an honor, don't say? Hey, old baby. My phone's blowing up. I said, they're looking for you, man. Hey, look, That's funny you looking for me, man. You wanted to celebrate. I ain't going to rain on your parade today, bro. You beat the Cowboys.
No, please do. Hey. No. I just want you to be real.
What's up?
Tell me how you feel, Dave. How do you really feel about the 49ers? I want to hear the real.
Hey, I always keep it real. Sometimes y'all can't handle the real, but I'll keep it real. What I found out yesterday and what I know is that we can beat the bad teams. We have yet to prove yet. I'm saying yet. I ain't saying we can't yet to beat the good team. So we're going to have a tough stretch coming up. Got the Packers, got the Bills. All I want to say is you better old baby on Monday after them two games and look for me after them two games. Because if you want to celebrate today, like, have at it, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, we beat the Cowboys. Like, you know, like, we 4-4, dog.
Dave, are
like,
you a Niner fan?
What's up?
You a Niner fan?
Hell yeah. We want the same thing, bro. I'm saying,
right.
That's crazy. Me okay. And you want the same thing.
Right.
What do you want?
I'm not a fake optimist. I don't root this. Oh, they're 1-8. I'm gonna root for them no matter what. You know, like no. If I see some suspect, I'm gonna call it out.
Let me ask you this, like, Dave.
It's okay,
Dave. What's let up? Me ask you this. What does it mean to you, the fact that the Niners are 14-1? In the months of November and December, the last two seasons, and 24-7 in those 4 years, AFC NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. That mean anything to you that they play their best football in November and December?
That's history, bro. What they gonna do for you this year?
It's a trend. It's a track record.
Let me ask you this. You can hang up on me.
No, I'm not gonna hang up on you.
You're an Eddie DeBarlo fan, and you're an Eddie DeBarlo fan, right? You respect Eddie DeBarlo.
Eddie DeBarlo, oh, I love Eddie D.
What do you think? How do you think if he was running this team, what would it be going through his head right now?
Oh, he'd be going crazy. Jed York has a different way of going crazy. Jed York wants the same thing Eddie D does. He does. I think we underroot that. We get on Jed for a number of things, but Jed wants to win too, Dave. Don't get it twisted. These guys want to win bad.
I understand. All I'm saying is there's a certain expectation. Like I said, we won yesterday, and that's great. That's fine. Like I said, we got some tough games coming up. Let's revisit this conversation.
You got not one positive to take away from yesterday.
I'll say this. Hey, Shannon had a good game yesterday.
There you go, Dave. That wasn't hard. That wasn't hard at all. Took you 3 minutes. That wasn't hard.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
See, I celebrate sports, man. Like, Lebatory, I got to pull this out. Because we just live in misery. Doom and gloom. And I don't want him calling out TC. I'm calling out Robin San Bruno. Can we give credit when credit is due?
Are you serious?
Is it that hard, folks? That's your old damn team that you root for. Did Dave sound like he was a Niner fan, Chesky?
Not really.
You just beat the Cowboys. We used to fuss on beating the Cowboys no matter what.